Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines. Today's episode is going to be Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. Original air date's January 7th, 1953. And the title is Two Gun Justice. Now, this one sounds different. You tell me what you think. Hope you enjoy. And again, thanks for being a member.
Hiya, folks. Hold on to your hats, because here comes another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure, starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingle. You'll hear the exciting story, Two Gun Justice, right after this message.
For some 20 action-packed years in the history of the Old West, honest folks look to United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his faithful Shadow Jingles for protection against the outlaw. Fighting shoulder to shoulder, these famous saddle partners won out in a time when men understood only one thing, two-gun justice.
Woo-wee, Bill, payday. Yeah, I thought headquarters never would send this draft on Wells Fargo.
It's right on time, Jingles.
Is it? I guess you're right, Bill, but it sure seems to get long between paydays, awful long.
That's because you don't take care of your money, partner. If you did, it would last a lot longer.
Think so?
Why, sure.
Well, come on, let's go over to the bank and cash these drafts. I want to hear silver clinking in my jeans again.
We'd better water the horses first. They've cooled down enough now. Come on, Buckshot boy, we'll get you a drink.
Oh, yeah, Joker, but don't take so doggone long this time. I got to get my hands on that money. I got things to do.
Here we are. Go ahead, Buckshot. Dip your nose in that watering trough.
You know, Bill, you may be right about me taking care of my money.
Why, sure I am, Jingles. Don't feel you need to buy everything you see.
Then I'll turn over a new leaf right now.
Good. Well, come on. Tie the horses over here.
Yeah. Now, don't go away, Joker. We'll be right back.
Yeah, and Jingles can pay up some of his bills.
Oh, now, Bill, why'd you have to go bring that up? Takes all the fun out of it. Hey, look out!
Get out of my way, Mr. Jump, I said!
Bill! Bill, that young galoot was shooting at us.
Yeah, he's right careless with those six guns.
Careless? Why, he could have killed one of us. And that can be fatal.
Maybe we better teach him a lesson, Jingles.
You said it. He's headed into Badger Black's cafe. Let's go get him, feather-headed young whippersnapper. There he is, Bill, down at the end of the counter.
Still wearing those six guns,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, and there's a law in town again, that.
Buster, I'd like a word with you.
With me? Well, go ahead and yammer. The air is free.
Let me handle him, Bill. I'll turn him over my knee.
Hold it,
and
Jingles.
Yeah,
hold it.
You'd better think twice who you're about to turn over your knee. All right, mister, I had a little fun making you jump out in the street. What are you going to do about it?
I'm going to teach you a lesson. Hand over your gun.
Oh, no, you don't. Nobody gets my gun.
Billy's drawn.
Get not so fast. Get fast. Go, Buster.
Oh. Well, chalk up two mistakes for that hot-headed maverick.
Get his gun, Jingles.
Hey, what's going on here?
Bill, is Badger Blank.
Howdy, Badger.
Hiccup. What do you mean, coming in here and pushing my customers around?
Some of your customers get real loose-brained ideas, Badger.
Yeah, and this one tried to ride us down in the street, then started shooting at us. To make it worse, he rode away laughing like a hyena.
He did, huh? Well, now, he didn't mean nothing by that. I reckon he's just spirited, that's all.
Who is he, Badger?
Name's Brownie. Works at the Walkin' Y spread south of here. Come on, get up, Brownie. Shake hands with Wild Bill Hickok.
Wild Bill Hickok? He's Wild Bill?
That's right. I reckon you bit off a hunk more than you could chew.
Well, I didn't come looking for trouble. It's payday for me, and I come to town to celebrate.
Well, me too.
All right, Brownie, celebrate, but leave out the fireworks.
Oh, leave him alone, Hickok. He'll be all right. I'll watch out for him.
I can look out for myself.
You see, Hickok, the boy's got spirit. I'll get on out of here and leave him to me.
All right, Badger, but you better keep him in line. Give him his gun, Jingles, and let's go.
Sure, Marshal. I'll line him up all right. I like to see young buck busting out all over with spirit. Gives me some big ideas. Real big ideas.
Today's Wild Bill Hickok story continues in just 1 minute. The moment Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles walked out of Badger Black's cafe, Badger started to work on one of his real big ideas. He pulled a couple of chairs up to a table and motioned to the hot-headed young cowboy, Brownie.
Come on, Brownie. Sit down and cool your heels.
Sure, Badger. You got some thanks coming for getting Hickok off my neck.
No thanks expected, boy. Just like your spirit. And any time I can send Hickok packing, the pleasure's all mine.
You and the marshal ain't exactly friends, I take it.
Oh, forget it. You any good with those six guns?
Good as the next, I reckon.
We'll find out. See that row of cups setting up on the shelf across the room?
Yeah.
Draw and try for five of them.
Shoot in here? You gone loco, Badger?
They're my cups.
Okay. It's your idea, too. Here goes.
Four out of five. Not bad.
What's all this leading up to?
How much you make at the Walk and Y?
30 a month and found. I'm a top hand.
I'd like to make 50 a month and all the good grub you can eat.
I'd like it. And I know a dozen men that'd tromp you to death stampeding to get a job like that.
Yeah, well, I figured you might. So I'm leaving it to you. Round up five that won't ask questions and ride them in. My payroll's waiting.
There'll be dust raised in front of your door before sundown, Badger.
Then there'll be steak suppers waiting for all hands. Go to it, Brownie. Hit the saddle.
Well, Jingles, you got your pay draft cash. What are you going to do with all that money?
I'm going to bust loose and have some fun around here, that's what.
Yeah, tomorrow you'll be broke again.
What of it? Think of what a big time I'll have tonight. Oh, throw away the dustpan and throw away the broom. Oh, all that pretty girl around the room. Woo-hoo!
You ought to save your money, partner.
What for?
You know, you're not getting any younger.
I'm not, huh?
No. You better have something set aside for a rainy day.
Oh, you reckon it's going to rain, Bill?
It might someday.
Well, you're right, Bill, and I know the way to save it.
How's that?
I'm going to let you keep it for me. Here, just take it all. Take
you
it all.
You sure you want me to keep all of it, Jingle?
Well, I'll just hold out $1.06, just the Jingle, on account of because I'm Jingle.
All right, partner.
And don't you give me any money unless I really need it. And, well, I've made up my mind I'm going to save it. And when I make up my mind, I mean it.
Good.
Hey, Bill, here comes that Brownie again. If he starts shooting this time, I'm just...
Hold it, Jingles, hold it. He's going to stop.
Oh, oh, now, hold.
Well, Marshal, I reckon you did me a favor without knowing it. Although I ain't giving you no thanks.
How's that, Brownie?
I got me a new job at more money. I'm working for Badger Black now.
What are you going to be doing for him? Washing dishes in his cafe?
I reckon that ain't none of your business, Lard Barrel.
Why, you little...
From now on, I'm going to have plenty of dinero in my pocket. Well, keep your cinches tight. Hup, boy. Hit along here.
Lard Barrel. Now, how do you figure that one out?
Looks like we better keep our eyes open, partner.
You smell a rat, Bill?
Maybe. If that boy's going to get more money from a jasper like Badger Black, he's going to earn it.
Brought up those stragglers, Brownie.
I'll get them, Badger. Hey-ya! Hey-ya! Get on, you critters!
That's it. Now ride on up.
Man, I gotta hand it to you, Badger. This is a real smart idea, picking up the Mavericks for a roundup time.
Sure. I told you I was going into the cattle business, and now we're in it.
We sure are. 1,500 head in less than 2 weeks. That ain't bad.
It's a hard-riding bunch of boys you picked out for me.
Best in the state. We've covered a mess of territory looking for these unbranded yearlings. But what are the big ranchers going to say when they start their roundup?
Ain't saying nothing. We've got a branded herd, all except this bunch here, and we'll have an iron on them before any...
Who's that shooting?
There, coming out of the bush. It's old man Spivins.
We're on his spread.
Hey, what do you think you're doing my cattle, you dad flame rustlers?
Who you calling a rustler, Stivens? There's not a brand on one of these Mavericks.
It makes no difference. They're off my spread. My critters and I aim to keep them.
Considering the odds, you're talking mighty big for an old goat like you.
Badger, Black Eye, always figured you to be a low-down polecat. Now it comes out. You leave them steers and get off.
Why, you old fossil, I'll show
you. No, Badger, don't shoot him! You shot him in cold blood.
Yes. Well, any time you figure to tell the story, you'd better figure it was self-defense. Otherwise, Brownie, you'll never live to be a witness.
Oh, please, Bill, just sixpence. That's all I need.
Nope, you said you wanted me to keep all your money.
But Jamie Lee West, Bill.
What do you want 6 bits for, anyhow, Jamie?
Well, they got the prettiest red silk handkerchief over at the general store. It cost $2.50, and, well, I still got that $1.06, and now I need 6 bits.
Nope, you're going to save your money, remember?
Now, doggone it, Bill, I don't like this a little bit.
Too bad, partner. It was your idea.
But, Dad, burn it.
Hey, what's the hiccup? I'm Jack Spearman. Somebody shot my paw, and you got to find out who.
Where'd you find him, Jack?
Down at the west end of our ranch. It was a mean killing. He was shot 5 times. Don't take that many slugs to kill a man.
Well, that's the truth.
Now, wait a minute. Jack, you said on the west end of your spread, huh?
That's right, Mr. Hickok.
Bill, that'd put it right next to Badger Black's land.
Yeah, that's right. See, I've been hearing some shady things about Black lately. Say he's been picking up Mavericks all over.
That's right, Jack, but so far there's no law to stop him. He's been mighty careful to shy away from branded stock.
Hey, Bill, maybe Jack Spavin's pa tried to stop Badger.
Just what I was thinking, partner. What do you say we ride out with Jack and have a look around?
Just about here is where I found him, Mr. Hickok.
Well, if we're going to find out anything, we'd better find it out quick, Bill. It's going to be dark before you know it.
This is the spot, all right. You alone when you found him, Jack?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, let me see your boots. Yeah, now the soles. That's right, that checks.
Now, doggone it, Bill. Don't go keeping it all to yourself.
All right, Jingles. Mr. Spivens was shot sometime late yesterday afternoon. He was in the saddle and the horse was standing still.
Yeah, you know any more? Doggone it, Joker, shut up now.
He fell here without drawing his gun. Killer shot from that direction, then kept going.
How do you know all that, Mr. Hickok?
It's here in the signs, Jack. And if you look over there, you'll see enough cow tracks to be a reason for the killing.
Yeah, and those tracks are headed for Badger Black's new ranch. Bill, last night's the first night we ain't had an eye on Badger for 2 weeks.
That's right, partner. Which means we don't have any proof that Badger killed Mr. Spivens.
Well, how can you say that after reading all those signs?
Those signs don't give us the name of the killer, Jingle.
But you're aiming to smoke him out, ain't you, Mr. Hickok?
I'm going
to
give him a chance to smoke himself out, Jack.
Now, what in thunder do you mean by that, Bill?
We'll go by the office and pick up a John Doe warrant for arrest. Then we'll play a long shot, partner, a very long shot. What do you say we ride? So long, Jack. Hiya, Buckshot.
Ho, Joker! All right, Bill, you got your warrant. Now, where are we heading?
Out to Badger's ranch to pick up a prisoner, Jingles.
You gonna arrest Badger on suspicion of murder?
Nope.
Now, there you go, being mysterious again, Bill Hickok, and you know how nervous that makes me.
Well, just cross your fingers, partner, and hope this scheme works.
Hey, by the way, Bill, Jack Spivens was mighty quiet when we left him back at his ranch. You reckon he was up to something?
Now, I don't know, but I...
Jumping bullfrogs, Bill! They're fighting the war over again.
It's coming from Badger's ranch.
Well, what could that mean?
I don't know, but we're sure going to find out. Come on. Hi, Buckshot. Stretch off, boy. Come on, Jingles. Ride.
Jump, Joker. You heard what Bill said. Ha, ha, ha.
Today's Wild Bill Hickok story continues in just 1 minute. While Bill and Jingles were almost to Badger Black's ranch when suddenly a thundering gun battle echoed across the valley. The two lawmen spurred their horses forward at top speed.
Bill, this don't make sense. Who do you think has started this gunfight?
I don't know, Jingles, but we're soon going to find out.
Hey, there's Jack Spivens. Hey, Jack!
Yeah, now I'm the one that killed the rat.
Jack! Jack, hold your fire!
Yeah, hold your fire!
Nice going, Jingles. Hoo, Buckshot, hoo.
Good hoo, Joker. Things are sure quiet all of a sudden, ain't they?
Yeah, now we'll find out how this started. All right, Jack, start talking.
Well, you didn't seem to be getting nowhere, so the ranchers got together and decided to wipe out Badger Black and his gun slicks.
You mean you got them together?
What if I did? Those varmints killed my paw, didn't they?
Now you know better than that. Wild Bill and me's the law around here, and you can't go taking the law in your own hand.
That's right, Jack. We'll take care of this. All right, men, go back to your ranches.
Okay, Marshal, we'll go. But if you ain't done something by morning, you're going to find Badger Black strung up to a tree by sundown tomorrow. We ain't holding still for his kind no longer.
Hey, you just leave him to us, that's all.
Come on, Jingles. We're going up to the house. Get up there, Buckshot.
But, Bill, you know darn well he's got six gunslingers in there with him, and they're all set and waiting for him. You see?
All right, Badger, hold your fire. The ranchers are gone.
Who are you?
Who are we? Why, you six-toed brother to a two-headed Gila monster? We're Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles. You better hold your fire or I'll come up and make a collar for you out of that rifle.
What are you coming up here for, Hickok?
I'll tell you that when I get inside, Badger. Now tell your boys to put away those guns. Ooh, Buckshot.
Good ho, Joker.
Well, I'm sure glad you came along, Marshal. Those ranchers were pouring a lot of lead up here.
Yeah, you can't blame them. You've been pulling mavericks off their spreads till they won't have none left at roundup time.
That what you come up to see me about?
No, Badger. There's no law yet about unbranded mavericks.
I'm glad you're smart enough to know that, Hickok.
But there is a law about murder.
Murder? You mean there's been a killing?
Don't play smart with me, Badger. You know old man Spivins was shot last night.
Well, what if I do? What's it got to do with me?
I figure you might have seen the killing. There's talk that one of your boys did.
What? One of my boys? Well, now, if one of them did, I didn't see it. Can't prove nothing that way, Hickok.
Well, I've got a warrant here. I'm taking one of them in for questioning.
Which one?
Brownie. All right, Brownie, come on through that door with your hands up. Cover Badger, Jingles.
I didn't do nothing, Mr. Hickok. Badger, you ain't gonna let him take me in.
He ain't gonna have nothing to say about it.
All right, Badger, get back in that house. You can keep your gun. You couldn't hit us in the dark anyhow.
Now, that ain't such a good idea, Bill.
Move, Badger. That's better.
Badger, you can't let him take me.
Shut up, you.
Come on, Jingles. Walk to the horses, Brownie.
But I didn't do it.
All right, this is far enough. Now, Jingles, get on Joker and make lots of noise riding off. Then come back.
I don't get it, Bill.
Just do what I say, quick.
Oh, doggone it, I never know what's going on. All right, let's ride! Get up, Joker! Ho, ho, hello!
Hey, Mr. Hickok, what are you going to do now?
Wait.
Wait for what?
You'll see.
All right, take off. File out, you jugheads, and get after them. Kill them all if you can, but get Brownie for sure. He's the only one that saw me shoot old man Spivins.
That's all I wanted to hear, Badger. All right, all of you stand where you are.
Hickok! I thought you'd gone.
I couldn't leave without the killer, Badger. That was a real clear confession.
Why, you star packing saddle tramp?
All right, Badger, get up. You're not hurt much.
Hop in, horn toads. I never seen such shooting in my life.
Well, there he is, boys. That's the man you decided to follow.
I guess that was our mistake, Mr. Hickok. He sure was ready to get me killed to shut me up. And I tried to keep him from killing old man Spivins in the first place.
Hey, what's going on here? Bill, I heard the shooting. Are you all right?
Sure, Jingles. You can hang Badger Black over the back of your saddle and take him to jail.
Badger? I thought you arrested Brownie. I never saw anybody in my whole life who could get as mixed up as you do, Bill. Every time I get something all straightened out, you got to come along and turn it around backwards. Or is it me?
We will continue in just 1 minute. You've just heard another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Our director is Paul Pierce, story by Larry Hayes. Today's cast included Barney Phillips, Sam Edwards, and Clayton Post. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking, reminding you to tune this station again when we present another of the adventures of...
back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Want to send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site, now formatted for mobile devices, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns, and we can't forget Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed, and subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening. And I hope you enjoyed.